live across the sunny coast and Noosa. This is CFM. It's Ellie and Taz with no Tazzy today. He's away on holidays for the rest of the week. But because he's gone, I thought I'd replace him with someone far more interesting. Someone who has just returned from trekking through Antarctica, of all places. His name's James. He's a sunny coaster and he joins me now. Hello, James.
Hello. How are you? Oh. I wouldn't say that I'm much better than Tazzy, but I'll do my best.
Hey, mate, trust me. Taz is going to Egypt tonight and he's going overseas for the first time ever. You've just come back from Antarctica. So fair to say your trip beats his.
Yeah, probably. I've been to Egypt, but Antarctica was pretty amazing. So, it's good to be back, though.
Yeah, a bit warmer here, is it, than Antarctica?
A little bit. It was minus 35 on my summit day of my trip, and it was 35 when I got back, so it's a big difference to get used to.
Oh, my. Minus 35. I can't even fathom what that would feel like.
You have to make sure you're pretty well covered up, so it's a little bit different than just wearing shorts and thongs here in, on the sunny coast, so yeah.
Do your eyes, like, dry out? I just feel like any liquid that would be in the air would instantly freeze. How do your eyes stay moist?
That's the weirdest question I've ever been asked. It's not really a thing, I don't think. The biggest thing would be making sure your eyes don't get sunburnt or frozen. So, Antarctica is a dry place. It is technically a desert, but it's more concerning about keeping yourself dry and warm. So you don't want to sweat, but you also don't want to get cold. So you're constantly changing your layers to kind of keep that perfect medium.
Okay, I have so many questions. You're the first person I've ever spoken to who's been to Antarctica, so we could be here a while.
Yeah, that's fine.
What has spurred this on? Because I first spoke to you 5 years ago, back in 2020, and you were doing a massive trek back then. What's led you to do this trek in Antarctica?
It was the trip that I've always wanted to do, I suppose. And when we last spoke all those years ago, that was my first really big trip. And since then, I've kind of had more and more confidence, gained more experience and skills to do other trips that are, you know, related to trekking or climbing or skiing. And it got to a point where I just thought to myself, well, this is the trip I've always wanted to do. So if I don't do it now, you'll never know. I'm in this perfect spot of experience and time in my life, so let's give it a crack. And I thought it would only take a couple of months to kind of tick off, but it ended up being a 3-year project. So it was way bigger than I expected. But, I mean, I come from a place that doesn't even have snow, and now we're trying to go to the coldest place on the planet. So had to learn how to ski, had to learn how to do polar travel, crevasse rescue, live in freezing temperatures, like everything. So it took a while to basically get competent and skilled enough to be able to pull it off and raise the funds and all the logistics around it as well. So, but it was well worth it in the end.
Were you by yourself for it, or did you have a team with you?
No, I was with one other guy. The trip we were doing is a bit different than, say, skiing to the South Pole, where you can do it by yourself. We were trying to ski from the coast of Antarctica to the top of the tallest mountain. So basically that means you're just skiing through glaciers and crevasses, areas and mountains for the entire trip, which was a few hundred k's. So yeah, for safety reasons you had to be with somebody else so that you could set up your safety systems and look after each other. So I had a partner that I'd kind of done most of the preparation with, and then unfortunately he couldn't go ahead and I was lucky to find somebody else. So we talked a little bit, but the first time I actually met him face to face was in Antarctica, funny enough. But it worked out in the end and we got on really well. So, yeah, but it was just the two of us by ourselves for, you know, 3 weeks almost. So it was a pretty cool experience.
Lucky you got on. What if he was a total D-bag? Like, you're stuck with him in Antarctica.
I could put up with anyone for 3 weeks, but luckily he turned out to be pretty cool.
Okay, good. So back to the skiing. Are you hiking in ski boots? What's the shoe situation like?
Yeah, so you're skiing, right? So it's cross-country skiing. So that's like when you think of like Norwegians skiing across open fields, it's kind of what it's like. Well, a bit different, but you're not downhill skiing. So it's just this big kind of boot, snow boot, not like a ski boot, but like a glorified shoe, I suppose. And then you got these big long skis, and you're walking, and you're pulling a sled with everything behind you. Yes. So a lot of people probably saw me on Shipman Richard or just pulling tyres around the sunny coast and making fun of me. But that was the reason I had to get trained to pull a sled full of all my stuff. And being on skis made you a lot faster and gave you it was just a lot easier to move in the snow. So yeah, we just walked in our skis pretty much all day, every day until we got there.
Jeez, that's crazy. Yeah. Talk to me about Antarctica. What does it look like? You know, like, paint me a picture.
It's pretty white. look, it's huge. It's one of the most massive places I've ever been to. I mean, imagine a place twice the size of Australia but completely covered in ice and snow. So it's a bit hard to comprehend. Most of it is just flat and terrainless, so just this big expanse of nothing. But fortunately for my trip, we were going... So most people going to the South Pole, they'll talk about how they're bored or it's hard to navigate or it's just this blank sheet of nothingness. But with me, we were navigating through the mountains. So there are a couple of mountain ranges in Antarctica, and because we were going to the highest point, we basically were surrounded by mountains every day. So it's just beautiful and amazing, easier to navigate. We wanted to stay and climb more, but we just couldn't. And the mountains are very dramatic. You know, they're going up to Mount Vincent, which is the tallest, it's just under 5,000 metres. So they're huge mountains. I mean, it's a bit bigger than Mount Coulomb. So
yeah,
it's hard to put your mind to. But, and they're covered in these big crevasses and glaciers. And so it's quite raw. It'd be like going to the Alps if the Alps was just covered in kilometres of ice and snow.
Yeah, right. And what if something goes wrong out there? Is there someone on standby to come get you?
So there's a couple of things. The way we got there was it was all managed through a logistics company that specialises in operating and supporting expeditions in Antarctica. So we worked through them, and so they dropped us off, they picked us up. We did a safety check-in every night with them, and then they were responsible for any kind of search and rescue, which we didn't need, obviously. But, they just make sure that they track you to make sure that they know where you are at all times. But essentially we're on our own when we're there. So, so we both were very competent. We did a lot of training. When we were down there the first couple of days, we pretended to do crevasse rescues just so we were comfortable with each other. We had full medical kits and everything. So it was a combination of kind of self-competence and a backup if we needed it.
Right.
So, but at the end of the day, you are in Antarctica, so, just be careful.
Yeah, that's fair. Do they make you sign one of those forms, like, if you die, it's not on us type thing?
I signed a lot of forms that I can't remember. But, it's like going to the beach, right? Everyone knows how to swim. They do their nippers. There's lifeguards there. But, unfortunately, stuff still happens.
Yeah. Finally, is there just penguins everywhere? Because that's how I picture penguins and polar bears. That's what I picture Antarctica to be like.
Not to embarrass you, but there's no polar bears.
Oh, what?
They're in the polar bears are in the Arctic, penguins in the Antarctic.
Oh.
So north, polar bears in the north, penguins in the south. But look, where I am, there's nothing. Like, we're hundreds of kilometres inland and there's literally nothing. All the wildlife, like penguins and whales, are all water-based animals, so they're all on the coast. So if you wanted to see one, you'd have to take, like, an expedition ship and sail down to the peninsula and, visit penguin colonies and things, which you can do.
Yeah.
I work for a local Antarctic tourism company that does that. So, but where I was... It was completely desolate. If we saw wildlife, we would be the first ever to see wildlife in that part of Antarctica. It's super remote, so yeah.
Jeez. And I suppose you didn't even have like a Kit Kat wrapper just floating by or anything. Everything's just white and untouched.
apart from there's a lot of rocks exposed in the mountains, but apart from that, it's just white. The only colour is us, like our tents red and our food and all that, but otherwise it's pretty much one colour.
Yeah.
But we did have a lot of Kit Kats because they're pretty good when you're skiing all day.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the thing? Have a break, have a Kit Kat. That works in the sunny coast and it works in Antarctica.
It works everywhere. It's amazing. Exactly.
Well, James, I've kept you for long enough. Thank you for answering all my Antarctica-related questions and congratulations on achieving such a massive feat.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, it was a pretty proud moment, so I'm glad to have pulled it off.
Yeah, you've done the sunny coast proud. What's next? Do you have anything up your sleeve?
To be honest, I just want to enjoy the sunny coast. You know, it's so committing that I haven't been able to surf for a long time and run, and so I think I'm just going to enjoy the beach for a while. But, you know, I've always got ideas, so we'll have to wait and see.
Can't wait to hear what's next. James, thanks so much for joining me.
Awesome. Thanks, Ellie.